It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Bohr.
Well, welcome back, Charlie McDermott, the producer of the show, and I'm back with Jeff Bohr. Jeff, how you doing?
Great this morning, Charlie. Thank you.
Man, what a great way to start the week. I get to talk about Macs and all the fun technical gobbledygook stuff that you make just like a walk in a park. Yeah, and there's no overwhelm when you're working with Jeff, man. You're a great teacher.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And awesome news. I shared it with you right before we got on, but just for the public at large, not that they care, but I got a new Mac last week. And so I'm going to be, again, taking copious notes. And I know you're going to be sharing as time goes on all the new upgrades, improvements, hacks, tricks, and whatnot that I can do with my system here. So this is, I guess I get the best of both worlds. I get to produce your show and then reap the benefits from it as well. So how cool
Absolutely.
Is that?
Well, it's out there for everyone, so everybody can learn something for sure. So thank you.
So speaking of reaping the benefits, what do you have in mind? What are we talking about today?
Okay, well, it's coming that time of year where you're starting to shop for holiday gifts. And of course, you can do this any time of the year, but now's the time of the year with Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. We can start to look for stocking stuffers and such for our family and friends. So what I wanted to do today was talk about tech gifts. So everybody has different levels of comfort with technology, but I'm going to show you five or six things today that anybody can take out of the box and use right away with no really know-how. And, they're easy to learn, easy to use. You basically just plug them in and they work. And that's what I'm going to cover today. So,
yeah. And for our listeners, because the way your podcast just it gets shared all over the place and all times of the year, of course, what you're going to cover, it is we're getting close to Thanksgiving this time of year right now. But these gifts, of course, heck, my birthday's in July for family and friends listening to Jeff's show here and want to surprise me with an awesome gift for my birthday in July. By all means, can they, follow along here, Jeff?
Absolutely. And these gifts are good for any time of the year. I always do it around this time because people are scrambling for gift ideas, but all these are good for year-round use and any occasion. So,
yeah. And I love it. You're kind of dressed like a Christmas elf. You have your red shirt on.
Well, which of course, shirt. Yeah,
of course you wear all the time because those are your company colors, but
right.
That's great. All right. So, I know you prepared something. Should we take a look at that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to switch to the first slide there that I've got, I want to talk a little bit about AirTags. Now you might've heard of these, but Apple came up with these little AirTags and they're basically a little tool you can use to find something you've misplaced. So they're about the size of a quarter and they run off of one of those little watch batteries, those little CR2032 batteries that you put in some remote controls and different small items, electronics. So they're easy to replace the batteries. The batteries last about a year. And basically, an AirTag is a little device, and you see a picture of it there, that's about the size of a quarter. It's a small disc, and you can put it in your purse. You could put it in your luggage. You could put it on your bike seat. You could put it in your car. And if you ever misplace it, every Apple phone and iPad and Mac has an app called Find My.
Yeah.
And typically, this is used for finding friends and family members, keeping an eye on your kids or your spouse or your father-in-law or something. But basically, this lets you use the Find My app to locate an item when it goes missing. And when you get close to it, the phone will tell you you're 2 feet away, you're 3 feet away. It'll give you a little guide on the screen, and you can even make it make a little beeping sound. So I've got one of these on my remote controls in the house, because they sometimes fall on the couch cushions. Well, you can just hit a button, it starts beeping, and you can locate it.
Oh, that is awesome. I do that all the time.
They're very useful. They make keychains for these. They make bike reflectors that you can hide it in a bike reflector. So if your bike turns up missing, you can track it down. Yeah. So it's a really good technology, and they're really inexpensive. They're $29. You can get four for $100. So if you want to spread them around with your family, you could give everybody one for their keychain or their purse. But basically, it's good for finding anything. And also, one of the interesting things is the way it works is, let's say you went to Disney World with your family. and you put one of these on your kid's shoes, and your kid's a runner, you know, and they like to take off. Well, they take off and you can't find him. Well, you can pull up your phone, see where he is. It'll navigate you right to him. And, you know, that's a typical use for it. You could put it in your luggage. There was a guy that had a blog post that went viral that he had this in his luggage and he was traveling internationally. His suitcase got misplaced in Germany. Delta Airlines couldn't find it. And he told them exactly where it was because there was an AirTag in it. And he got his luggage back quicker because they lost it, but he knew where it was because he saw it on a map. So that's an easy way and an inexpensive way to help find your devices.
So how big are they approximately?
They're about the size, they're between the size of a quarter and a 50 cent piece, but they're closer to the size of a quarter.
All right. So not that, really big. I have a great use. You ready? I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah.
Because I have her sitting on my lap right there.
Exactly. And they make dog collars with AirTag holders built in them.
Because we lost her at one point and she was gone for 4 hours one day. And for our listeners who aren't watching the video, I just shared our dog, Blue. She's a combination dachshund and a chihuahua. And we found her. Fortunately, she was stuck in a seawall. And the tide was coming and she would have drowned. And,
wow.
Boy, that was 4 hours of panic that if we had connected one of these to her, that would have been so much easier and less stressful. Wow.
Yeah, and the way it works is that basically it runs through Bluetooth, which has about a range of 50 to 100 feet, but also every other iPhone. And, you know, there are tons of iPhones out there. They also ping this device anonymously. So they will also help report the location of your dog or your purse or your keys without even knowing it. So it's a great tool, and Apple's kept it safe and secure that, you know, that nobody knows they're pinging these devices, but it could help you find it because my iPhone is walking near the lost item.
Wow.
So that's a great thing.
I love it.
Now, the next thing I want to cover is everybody likes music, you know, typically. And you've probably heard of Sonos. So Sonos makes great in-home speakers that are totally wireless. All they need is Wi-Fi and to be plugged into the wall. Well, Sonos now came out with this speaker they call the Roam, which is actually a wireless speaker that you could take to the beach. You could put it on your patio or lanai while you're having a cookout to listen to music. It is totally portable. The battery lasts 9 or 10 hours, which is a full day of outdoor activity usually. It's got a little charging base. It's under $200, and it is loud, it is lightweight, and it's somewhat waterproof. So you can, if it got splashed in the pool, it would not hurt it. So it's a great speaker, powerful, and for under $200, and it's got that Sonos reputation of reliability and ease of use. Basically, even if you've never used one of these before, you take it out of the box, you put the app on your phone, you press a button on the Sonos, your phone finds it, and then you're ready to play music.
Dang. I'm all about these first two, man. You are delivering.
Yeah. And both of these are very easy to use and set up. And if you can open your phone and look at it, you can set both of these up easily.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. I mean, yeah, so many applications. I mean, the beach, the boat, just in your backyard and lanai or cooking out. Oh, wow.
Even a portable speaker around the house. You might live this in your living room. And if you set up two, you could use them as a stereo pair for surround sound type functions. But you could take it in the kitchen while you're cooking to listen to a podcast.
Yeah. You know, which is always, I do that a lot. I end up using my headset. Because I'll leave the phone across the room and I'm working on something in the kitchen, making noise. And then I miss, you know, a 30 seconds of the podcast. So that's
right. So this is loud and it's awesome. And the battery life is incredible. So 9 or 10 hours is more than anybody would ever use this at a time. So it's really great. Okay. The next one thing I want to talk about is a little more personal audio system. These are the new Apple AirPod Pros 2. That just came out within the last couple of months. So these have noise cancellation, which means you could be on an airplane or in a busy place and not hear anything around you except for what you're listening to. Now, it also has a neat feature called transparency mode. So if you're in an airport and you're trying to listen to a podcast, but you don't want to miss any announcements out the plane, mm-hmm. you can turn on transparency mode, which will let you adaptively hear background noises without interfering with your podcast.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, okay.
And for the first time, these also have wireless charging. They have the Find My app that I told you about that will let you locate the AirTag, also will let you locate your AirPods if they fall under the seat of your car or you lost them in your gym bag. So you can find these with the same technology that lets you find a lost phone or lost an AirTag type thing. So that Find My app is part of the Apple ecosystem that will let you find this. The battery life on these lasts about 6 hours. And you can also, they're very intuitively interactive, where if you tap one, it will mute it. If you tap it again, it plays. If you tap it twice, it will fast forward. If you tap it three times, it will go back. So they're very easy to learn. And again, when you take these out of the box, if you have your phone nearby, it's going to say, hey, do you want to set up these AirPods? And you say yes. So these are the newest, greatest. They're under $250. They're portable. A lot of kids in school are required to bring some kind of Bluetooth speaker now because of when they're listening to their laptops and stuff, it's not a big cacophony of noises. Yeah. So this is a great thing for someone entering middle school or high school that needs this type of device. And especially because it has that Find My support built in, they won't easily lose it. And it also supports wireless charging like many of the phones and watches now. So you can just set it on a little coaster to charge it.
So question for you then.
Yes.
You see the lower priced, you know, iPod or AirPods by other companies. What's the difference between those and what you see here?
Well, the difference is, and this brings me to a quote I heard about Apple at one point that's very true, that Apple doesn't invent anything. But they take things that people don't like and make them better. So once again, with these AirPods, none of the other AirPods have, or Air type devices, you know, AirPods, whatever you want to call them, have the wireless charging. They don't have the Find My support and they don't have the battery life that Apple has. So Apple typically, when they introduce a product, they've already researched it and developed it enough that it will be almost perfect out of the box, exactly the product that you need. And it's the same thing with PCs and Apple computers. A lot of times people think, oh, an Apple computer is much more expensive. You know, it's $1,200. I don't know if I can do that. But yet they buy a PC that costs $400 and then that gets a virus and they have to throw it out and get another PC. And that had a driver issue and they've got to throw it out. So in 3 years, they spent $1,200 on PCs, where the person that bought the $1,200 Apple is still using the same computer.
Yeah.
So when you think about the total cost of ownership over time, you could buy cheaper earbuds, but you're going to be tossing them out every 6 or 8 months because the batteries die or something, where you can keep your AirPods for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's a little more upfront, but it'll save you money in the long run.
Yep. I love it.
Segueing onto that, you've got all these devices. You need something to charge them with. So basically, this is what's called a GaN, which is GaN technology is this graphite, aluminum, something or other. I don't know what it stands for, but it's a different kind of metal that they put in this to keep it from getting hot and also charge fast. So it's the newest and it's the smallest charger available. This has four ports in it. So it has four USB-C ports and one regular USB-A port, which is the typical USB port that you've been using for years. The USB-C is a lot faster and more versatile port. So this has up to 120 watts, which it could charge your iPhone, your laptop, and your AirPods all at full power. And it's a very small box. It's like 2 inches tall.
Yep. And what's nice is you're not stuffed like when I travel, I'm stuffing all these different chargers now in my bag and this array of, it's a mess.
Right, and so. For traveling, this is great. You just need this box and three cables. You know, that's it. So you can take use of that. So that's the problem now. For all the gadgets we use and stuff that are wireless, there's still a lot of wires you have to have, you know, for charging, for some headphones need wires. So this is a great charger, easy to carry, and somewhat portable. Now back to charging again. Many people have multiple devices, and typically they charge these in the evening. So if you have an Apple Watch and you might have AirPods and you have an iPhone, well, this is a charger made by Belkin that can charge all three of those at once from a single outlet. So you can put your AirPods or AirPods Pro on there that are compatible, your Apple Watch and your iPhone or Android phone that has the Qi charging. And it's the fastest charging available. And it's a great little device that can charge everything at once instead of having to have three different cords and three different adapters. You can put it all on one platform here.
So for our podcast listeners, we're looking at, Jeff, what would you call this? Like just a platform that your devices sit on? Is that what's going on here?
It's a little like a platform, and it has little charging docks for the phone rests on one. The watch rests on another. And then in the circle of the watch band, there's a horizontal charging pad that you can set up AirPods or something flat on to charge.
Jeez. Okay.
So it's an all-in-one solution, whereas typically you'd have three different cables to charge these three devices.
Yeah.
So that's a great and useful track. And if any of the listeners have questions about any of these, I own each of these devices and I've used them. So you can contact me through my website and ask me questions if you're thinking about one of these but aren't sure how it works or how easy it is to set up. But they're very, very useful.
And pricing wise, where do these fall in?
Pricing wise, I think this is $159. I saw it at Costco for $129.
Okay.
So I think the list price is $159, but you can find it on sale, and Amazon might have it a little less. You know, sometimes you can find deals, but if you shop around for it, and there's a link there that I'll put in the show notes that will take you directly to the best deal available today for this product.
Nice. All right.
I mean, the last thing that I want to cover is, and since you know I'm all about Apple, the new iPhone 14 and 14 Pro. So some of the neat things about this are, I think Android it has this for a couple of years, but Apple now has a always on screen so you can see notifications and other information, time and such, while the screen is technically off. So it saves more battery. And another thing that the iPhone 14 has, which is pretty remarkable, is this thing they call crash detection. So basically, if you're driving and you have this phone in your wallet or your purse or your pocket and you're in a car wreck, well, the iPhone can detect the different factors that are involved in a car wreck, such as rapid deceleration, change in air pressure. It's got barometers and gyroscopes in there. And it will, if you're in a wreck, it will notify 911 and any emergency contacts that you have set up. So that is a great, useful idea for older people or for anyone that, kids, you know, that has that's driving, because you know you can never predict an accident, but this can get help to you quicker through this technology. So it's called crash detection. The camera is up to 48 megapixels, so that's very much an improvement over any camera. The last camera in an iPhone was 12 megapixels, so with a 48 megapixel camera, you could blow up a photo you took to 4 by 6 feet with no degradation in quality.
Wow.
So it's a much higher camera. And for the first time, there's no SIM card needed. So all the iPhones now use an eSIM, and it's got the magnetic charging that we spoke of earlier with the accessories that I recommended. Okay. So you can still charge it with a cable, but you can just put it on a coaster or a Belkin dock and charge it as well wirelessly.
Wow. Okay.
So these are all things that I know like the back of my hand now, because I've used them, and I can recommend them all without any reservations, and they're easy to set up and easy to use.
Now, what do you recommend for the iPhone? Like at what point should you consider bumping up to a 14, versus what you have currently?
Well, typically phones are a very personal thing because people usually have them with them 24 hours a day, or at least when they're not sleeping. So the best thing to think about when you're ready to upgrade is, first of all, how's your battery life? If you're still carrying around an iPhone 6 or 7 and you have to charge it 3 or 4 times a day, that might be a sign that you're ready for a new phone. Another thing to think about is the operating system updates. So right now, the iPhone 14 was just introduced. The iPhone 6 is no longer supported by Apple by updates. So it had an 8-year run, and now it's being retired. So it's gone to the obsolete category. So if you're running an iPhone 6, that now would be a great time to upgrade to get a camera and everything that's comparably from going to a Model T to a Tesla in technology. It doesn't change so fast in 8 years.
Wow. Okay. Man, that's helpful. All right. So for my friends and family, they've got, I should be expecting lots of gifts over the next 12 months. I mean, this is awesome. Thank you.
Glad to help.
But, in all seriousness, we have family members, that have everything and we never know what to get them. I mean, this is so helpful. I mean, cool gadgets that are better than gadgets. I mean, just like that AirTag. If I had to rank them, those first two are definite gotta have, the AirTags and the Sonos speakers. And then I love that charging pad there that you're sharing as well. And what the heck,
let's just get another good items. You can't go wrong with any of them.
And I was just gonna say, if anyone in my family wants to bump me up to the iPhone 14, I mean, what the heck, I'll take it.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Oh man, this has been great, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Charlie. It's a pleasure. So
yeah. And just one last peek into it. Maybe this could be a talk in the future episode. But, so Apple released, I guess, the iPhone, back in September at their annual event. Don't they have like an annual release?
Yeah, typically every September, they'll announce the new iPhone.
Okay.
And then
okay.
It usually comes out a week or two later in October. And then following that, they'll usually, it's about the same time of year they'll do iPad updates. Uh-huh. And then usually in November, they'll update laptops kind of quietly. So usually the big event is the iPhone event in September. And that's where they announce the latest, greatest. And you hear rumors for months and months before they do it. And then, half the rumors are wrong and half are right. But you end up with a great phone. So, if you're looking for a phone as well, like if you were looking for a phone today, you might say, oh, well, the 13 is $50 cheaper than the 14. But think about it this way. In 6 years, the 13 will be obsolete and the 14 will last you another year.
Yeah.
So if you can swing it, it's always better to get the latest phone because it will last longer than the prior models with software updates and such.
Yeah. That's why you have your own podcast, man. This is great advice, but seriously, I mean, stuff we all struggle with, gee, should we save $50 and this, or should we buy a PC instead of a Mac and save whatever? And you just lay it out there and it all makes logical sense. And at the end, they do what is best for you. I mean, if you don't have $50 or $500, I mean, you still have some great choices, but it's nice for you to do the thinking for us. So I know your listeners appreciate that. I certainly do, Jeff. So I'm looking forward, excited about Christmas like never before, because again, I share your podcast with all my friends and family and they're taking notes here. So I hope I don't get four or five Sonos speakers. I'll give you one. No, you have all this stuff. Oh, well.
Well, that could always use another, yeah.
Pause. Well, Jeff, I know you have to get out there in Southwest Florida and help your clients and really appreciate you helping everyone discover these new products and look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you. I'll be here next week and we'll cover something new. So thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to Naples Mac Help.com or call 239-4-4-4-4. 595-0482.